NBA Straya. That's right, we're back. We're on board. We're going to have a really, 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 really quick show today because I'm in Adelaide. The microphone's not working, so I'm recording this through my laptop. So that's right, this is NBA Straya. How are you going? This is episode 1067 of NBA Straya. It's probably the loosest one we've done in about 1,000 episodes, and I'm not even boozing. What's going on? But the thing is, today we had a few fun games going on, so we're just going to really, really quickly, briefly wrap up all that sort of stuff, and then we'll preview tomorrow's games, and then we'll get out of your hair, because I'm going to go to the footy, because I'm in Adelaide for Gather Round. So that's pretty fun. Lots of other sort of fun stuff going on. We're taping heaps of stuff across AFL today, obviously, which is really, really good. I'm enjoying that. Talking lots of footy. There's lots of people in Adelaide who are stoked about the footy, and I love it. So without further ado, a little bit of news from today. You had the Celtics top 60 wins for the first time in a bit of time, so that was pretty cool. The other one for me was that Steve Clifford is going to step down as the Hornets head coach, which is always pretty interesting. Zion hurt his finger, but the cool things today really was Malachi in like Flynn going absolutely hammer and tongs and dropping 50. So pretty bloody good if you ask me. But yeah, Steve Clifford gone as the Charlotte Hornets coach. Not a real surprise. It's like, oh, we'll bring him in for the second time. And what'll happen is he'll teach the young guys how to play defense. Did not happen. So bit of a tough one. Poor old Steve Clifford. Just a really rough look. He seems like a really ornery old school coach who just does all the sort of things that you need an old school coach to do. But I mean, they're 18 and 57. LaMelo never plays. Like, it's just a bit of a brutal one. He's 10 years. He's 337 and 457 as a head coach. Not bloody bad. All right, let's do some quick game wraps from today. The Lakers beat the Wizards 125-120. They hold on. Anthony Davis drops 35. Had 19 points in the first quarter. He also had 18 rebounds. He absolutely flew by. 25 for LeBron James and a big elbow to the head of Denny Avdija, who he knocked out of the game. Doug. 9 assists, 18 for D'Lo, 16 for Reeves. For the Wizards, he had 29 for Jordan Poole, 17 for Kuzma and Kispert as well, 15 for Vukovic, which is always fun. But the Wiz, turns out, yeah, still not good. The Lakers are now 44 and 33. The Wizards are 15 and 62. The Hawks beat the Pistons, but Malachi Flynn was the story here because he had 50. That's sick. That is absolutely gnarly. I love it. The Hawks, I mean, whatever. 24 for DeJounte Murray, had 11 assists as well. 28, 14, 11 for Jalen Johnson. Triple-double for the young man. You love that. 26 for DeAndre Hannah. And you also had... Nah, it doesn't matter. Malachi Flynn had 50. Like, what are we doing here? Every player in the NBA can score 50 if Malachi fucking Flynn can have 50. That is crazy. Detroit still lose despite the 50, which is hilarious. Jaden Ivey went 3 of 15. There's your spud of the night there. 0 of 5 for Fournier as well. Don't Google him, but he's a spud of the night as well. Atlanta are now 36 and 40. Detroit 13 and 63. The Celtics kicked the crap out of the Thunder. 135-100. Just an absolute spanking. All the OKC starters got into double digits. Didn't matter because Boston had 24 from Tatum, 27 from the extreme Zingemil, 23 from Brown, 16 for Average L. Absolute smashing this was. They went 17 of 40 from downtown as opposed to the Thunder who went 5 of 24. Thunder, 52 and 24. Boston now 60 and 16. Cruising. The Nets held on to beat the Pacers, which is pretty funny. 115-111. Cam Thomas just went and shot 311. What did he do, Jim? He shot 311. That's not bad. Chill. Jim, did you just play that through your phone? Yes. We're going back to the Stone Age here, fellas. Boyos, ladies, gentlemen, everyone. Yeah, it's pretty rough. For the Pacers, you had Halliburton with 24 and 8, 26 for Siakam. But Cam Thomas, the 3-11, pretty bloody good. But the 27 points, 17 for Bridges, 22 for Clowney. Noah Clowney off the bench, very handy there. Pacers, that's a tough loss. They should have won this. They're in a just dogfight in the middle of the East. They're 43 and 34 now. Brooklyn get their 30th win of the season, 30 and 47. Hilarious vibes. The Grizzlies beat the Bucks. That's also a funny story because the Bucks are hilarious. Called this one yesterday, picked it. Very happy with myself. The Triple J, well, Jaren Jackson Jr., he had 35, 15 and 12 for GG Jackson. Everybody's named Jackson. 13 for Goodwin, 14 for Clark. He had 25 for Lopez and 21, 8, and 7 for Giannis. Pretty funny because not much else going on. Malik Beasley wishes he was Malachi Flynn. He had 10. Went 3-10 shooting though. But tough loss for the Bucks there, 47-29, 26-50 for the Grizzlies. The Wolves, they played the Raptors. What happened there, Jim? Oh, geez, I reckon there was a bit of a smashing, wasn't it? It really was, 133-85. Told you, Raptors packed her up, boys, a while ago. For the Raps, it was IQ had 16. They arrested RJ Barrett after his, you know, left knee injury, sort of looking after that. Gary Tenstrabi Jr.'s out with back spasms. Kelly O's out for coach's decision. Bruce Brown, right knee. They're just like rolling out the kids. Grady Dick had 16 too. Freeman, he had 16. 23 for Nasri, 28 for the Ant-Man. He went 5 of 12 from downtown. Called that one yesterday too. Happy days. Good win for the Wolves. They're now 53-23 after OKC lose. You'll take that. They're up into the equal top spot at Toronto, 23-53. Magic beat the Pelicans in a really fun game, 117-108. This was awesome. Palo Banquero had 32. Zion hurt his finger because the Pelicans are just cursed. They are. They're just cursed. 32-6-4 with Paolo, 24 for Franz Wagner, and Mo Wagner at 18. So, yeah, 36 for CJ, hit 5 threes. Zion had 15-5-2 before he left. 16 for Dyson Daniels. Go! The Dustbuster. You love to see that. Orlando, that's a big win. 45-31. Same record as the Pelicans, actually. And then you had the Cavs and the Suns. The Suns really took care of the Cavs. I called this one yesterday as well. Just Booker. Booker goes for 40 after dropping 52 the other day. 17 for Royce. Now KD had 32. Brad Beal, struggling scoring-wise. He had 7, 6, and 7. But they held on to beat the Cavs because Donnie Mitchell, 8 of 17 for his 24. 15 for Garland. 20s each for Mobley and Allen. But nothing else there going on. Cleveland, 46-31. Phoenix, 45-31. So where does it leave some of these standings and what happened today? Well, I'll tell you before we get into the previews for tomorrow. It was a pretty interesting one in terms of the Orlando win, obviously. That bumps them up to 4. They're only a half game back of the Cleveland Cavaliers now in the 3 spot. Could Orlando get into the 3? You'd love to see it. That would be very, very fun. Otherwise, you've got Minnesota and Denver on top of the Western Conference now. A full game up on OKC after the Thunder lost and the Wolves won today. Phoenix have jumped back up into 6. The Pelicans have dropped to 7. They've got the same record at 45-31. Sacramento is a win behind that at 44-31. And the Lakers are 2 losses behind that, but only 1 game because they've already got 44 wins. So good stuff there. All right, what about tomorrow's games? What are we looking at? We've got a few. We've got, oh yes, Luka's going to drop 70 again. The Mavs are hosting the Atlanta Hawks. They're 11-point favorites. Give me Dallas. Luka loves torching the Hawks, and he's going to do it again. The Kings go to the Knickerbockers of New York City. The Knicks are looking a little bit wobbly. I might take the Kings in that one. It should be pretty fun. We'll see what happens. The Kings are sort of flying along, being wildly inconsistent, but so are the Knicks. I think the Kings can win that one. Philly at Miami. I'm going to take the Miami Heat. I don't know if Philly are quite ready for Miami right now, or Joel Embiid, for that matter. You've got Houston hosting Golden State. Golden State are 4-point favorites. I will take that as well. Houston. Oh, actually, maybe we'll go Houston. I think they could throw a bit of a spanner in the works. This is the old double win. It'd be interesting to see if Houston can actually get over the top of this Warriors team, especially on their own court. Houston are a lot better than they are on the road. So let's go the Rockets. Jalen Green versus Steph. That's for all the bickies. And then the Nuggets versus the Clippers. This is a pretty good one as well because, I don't know, playoffs history. Joker loves smashing the Clippers. So the Nuggets are 3.5-point favorites there in LA. I'm going to take the Nuggets even without Jamal Murray likely. So for those 5 games tomorrow, we've got Dallas minus 11.5, Kings plus 3.5, Heat minus 2.5, Houston plus 4, and Denver minus 3.5 as well. In terms of the Aussies today, just really quickly, we obviously had the Thunder out there, which is kind of always fun. But it wasn't fun for Josh Giddey because they got smashed. So giddy up. He had the 17-6-2, shot 7-11-1-2 from downtown. Not great. Not a great Bob, I'll tell you. What else do we have? Oh, I missed the Blazers-Hornets game completely. Whoops. Because the Grim Reaper, he shot 3 of 10 for his 7 points, 1 of 6. Yeah, the Blazers won that one 89-86, which is hilarious. And that's why you fire Steve Clifford. Duop had 7 points, 3 rebounds, 2 fouls, 3 of 10 shooting, 1 of 6 from 3. Pretty funny gear. Elsewhere, obviously no Box Hill Benny. And I mentioned Dyson Daniels crushing it. We had Dyson versus Jingles in the Magic Pelicans game. Jingles, 15 minutes, 1 of 3, all from downtown. He had 4 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. And Dyson was really good. 16 points, 3 assists, 2 rebounds. Shot 6 of 8 and 4 of 5 from downtown. You love to see that. And that is pretty bloody good. All right, so that's the preview for tomorrow. That's the wrap-up of today's games. We'll have a full setup tomorrow because we'll actually have the microphone working. It's sitting there right there in front of me just like teasing me. So that'll do us for today. Love your guts. Look after yourselves. That's NBA Australia. Peace out. Be good. Come say good day at Gather Round. I'm the guy with the big ginger beard. Follow AFL Today Show as well as NBA Australia across all the socials. Give us a like, star, review, and all that good stuff. And we will catch you tomorrow, dickheads. As NBA Australia saying, look after yourselves, would you? And later, Hosanna!